Welcome back to another episode of Black Serendipity, the podcast where we explore the beauty in life's unexpected twists and turns. I am your host, Janikia, and today we have a deeply inspirational and motivational episode for you. We'll be diving into the topic of surrendering our struggles and problems to God, especially when we find ourselves on the verge of giving up. So you know what to do. Grab a snack, your favorite beverage, and let's get to it. You know, life can be tough, and sometimes it feels like we're carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders. It's during those moments when we can find solace and strength by leaning on our faith and trusting in God. So if you've ever felt like you're at your breaking point, or if you've given your all and received nothing in return, this episode is definitely for you. So let's turn to the scriptures for guidance. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." This verse reminds us that God is always there to provide comfort and relief when we're feeling overwhelmed. But how do we truly let go and surrender our problems to Him? Listen, I am working on that right now. I am trying to figure out how. Like what? What next? How do I do this? Because me personally, I will pray about something. I will tell God about it. Feel calm. Walk away. And yeah. Take it back. Try to figure out how to handle that. Tell everybody about it. But one thing that's essential is learning how to silently go through our struggles with only us and God, knowing the depths of our pain. Like, you can't tell everybody because everything is not for everybody. It's not always easy to share our burdens with others, and sometimes it's not even possible. In those moments of solitude, we can find the strength to persevere by seeking God's presence. Like, sometimes it's hard, like, or a better way to put it, someone hurts you, but you have other stuff going on, and that one person that hurt you is the person that you normally go to. How do you do that? Don't. Just tell God about it. It might make you look crazy. It might make you feel crazy, but talk to Him. You see, when we give unconditionally, whether it's our time, love, or resources, it can be disheartening when you don't receive the same in return. It can leave you feeling hurt, disappointed, and even resentful. But the truth is, God sees our sacrifices and knows our hearts. In Galatians 6:9, we are reminded, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." My mom was forever helping someone, doing something for somebody, doing stuff in the community. And I'm like, why? Like, you get nothing out of this. But she told me that maybe the blessings won't show up in her life, but she was sure that God would repay her, even if it showed up in ours. And I think about that. I am still living on my mom's blessings, praises, and prayers. I want to share a personal story that I believe beautifully illustrates this principle. A few years ago, I was going through a challenging time in my life. I was giving my all to my family, my work, and my community, but it felt like I was pouring from an empty cup. The more I gave, the less I seemed to receive in return, or I had to beg for it. I remember one particular tough day when I sat in a quiet place, my quiet place, tears streaming down my face, and I prayed. I told God about my struggles, my frustration, and my exhaustion. And I'm crying now because I remember it as if it was just a few moments ago. It was in that moment of vulnerability that I felt His presence like never before. I felt a deep sense of peace wash over me, and I knew that God had heard my cries. Psalms 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those that are crushed in spirit." It's during our lowest moment that God is closest to us, ready to lift us up and carry our burdens. I've been there, and God, I've unloaded, and God said, "Thank you, child." He gives me peace and then gives me something else to hold. You know, I'm not saying that problems magically disappear overnight. Life is still filled with challenges, but my perspective shifted. I learned to give my struggles to God and trust him in His timing. And I'm still learning to trust. It's not something that happens and you'd be like, "Yeah, that's it." No, you got to do it every day. Because I also realized that sometimes the act of surrendering is a test of our faith. Can we trust that God has a plan even when our circumstances seem dire? Sometimes I find that hard for me. Sometimes I wake up and I'm not sure, and I'm still trying to figure out what to do. Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." This verse reminds us that God's ways are higher than our ways, and His plans are far greater than we can imagine. I'm going to say that again. God's ways are higher than our ways, and His plans are far greater than we can imagine. I don't know sometimes. I don't know how I'm gonna make it. But I stop and I look back and I realize He did it before. I know. This podcast is about building your business, doing better, getting better, being better. But I've also mentioned you can't take God out of it. I don't care how angry you get at your circumstances, your situation, you just can't. So what can you do to practically surrender your struggles and problems to God? Well, listen, first and foremost, it begins with prayer. You got to pray about it. Pour out your heart to God. I know God sees everything. But just as I did in that quiet moment of desperation, tell him everything as if He wasn't here. Share your burden, your fears, your hopes with Him. Trust that He is listening and that He cares deeply for you. Now next, remember, you got to be patient. Surrendering is an ongoing process. It is not a one-time event, but a daily choice every day. Because every day you surrender, I promise you, you get another load. Whether it's church, a small group, or close friends who share your beliefs, having a support system can help make a world of difference as well. They can pray with you, offer encouragement, and remind you of God's promises when you're feeling weak. Life can be tough, and sometimes it feels like we're carrying the weight on our shoulders. It feels like nothing is working out. Just can't figure it out. Like every door is closed, every window is sealed shut, and you're stuck. Well, remember, sometimes that's just where God wants you to be. Finally, you know, finally, there's nothing else to do but to surrender. It doesn't make everything just automatically better, but there is some peace in that. I encourage you to take a moment today to reflect on areas in your life where you need to surrender, to let go of the hurt, the disappointment, the burdens, and let God take control, because you're not alone on this journey of life. I want to leave you with this thought. When you find yourself at a brink of giving up, remember that God is always there, ready to show up in your life. Kind of like when Peter was fishing, you know, couldn't catch anything. And God appeared, Jesus appeared, and he was like, yeah, come on, get in the boat. And Jesus told him to cast out his net. And he had so much fish, he had to call everybody else, hey, come help me get all of this fish. Two things. One, he invited God in. God gave him a solution to his problem. Two, knowing that just a few moments ago, he didn't have anything. But when he did get a surplus, he was willing to share. Give your struggles and problems to him and trust that he will provide the rest and strengthen you with all that you need. If you don't believe me, then check the tombs. God did not allow Jesus to be comfortable in that space. So if you're uncomfortable right now, trust that God is moving. And he's making you uncomfortable so that you won't stay there. I heard that, and I thought that was so profound. It resonated so much with my soul. And remember, your situation is temporary, but through God, your comeback will be legendary. Amen. Everybody, have a great day. I am going to feast on the words that I've shared. Enjoy.